Super Delicious Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, as the Man of Steel wings onward through darkened skies in hopes of catching the Pacific Flyer, Carl Schroeder has plans that may again thwart his rescue of Lois Lane. We'll get the details in a moment, but right now, let's see what Dan McCullough has in store for us.
You know, gang, the news spread like wildfire last week when I began telling you about the brand new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. One fellow tells another, and one girl tells a girlfriend, until everybody's all hepped up about collecting these colorful new buttons. It's a mighty swell idea, putting pictures of your funny sheet favorites on white enameled metal buttons so that you can wear them on your jacket or your dress or cap. And it's more fun than a three-ring circus swapping the buttons when you get duplicates. You see, in this new second series, there's Maggie and Jiggs and Andy Gump, Hans and Fritz, Olive Oil, Popeye, the Little King and Lord Plushbottom, Uncle Willie and Emmy from the Moon Mullins Funnies, and Rip Winkle and Pop Jenks and Superman, of course. 18 of your comic pals in all. Now, to be sure you get every one of them, start Mom off buying Kellogg's Pep for you tomorrow. That's the only way you can get these exclusive prizes, you know, in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. Just look inside the Pep package, and there's your colorful, exciting comic button. There's a prize in every package of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
When we last saw Clark Kent, he had assumed the familiar costume of Superman, and red cloak flying in the night wind, was speeding to the rescue of Lois Lane, an unwilling passenger on a streamlined express bound for San Francisco. Carl Schroeder, a dishonest dealer in art, and Manfred, his henchman, are watching Lois constantly. But even as Superman spans the miles like some giant fleet-winged bird, the suspicion that all is not right creeps into Schroeder's mind. As the train roars into the night, he and Manfred talk softly outside the door of Lois's dressing room. Listen.
I think it best not to take any chances, Manfred. That telegram Miss Lane tried to send had slipped through. The police would have been waiting for us in San Francisco with open arms the moment this train pulled in. And for all I know, that reporter Kent may have given the police orders to watch all trains.
Then what do you suggest?
The next stop is a place called Carson City. We arrive there in 10 minutes. We will get off with Miss Lane, hire or buy a car, and proceed the rest of the way by automobile.
Sounds like a good idea, Carl. A very good idea.
See that our bags are packed and ready to go. I will take care of Miss Lane. Work quickly. There's no time to waste.
Meanwhile, high above the dark countryside, a stalwart figure in red cape and blue costume leaps forward in curious flight, following the thin ribbons of steel that wind in and out of mountainous ravines and over towering trestles. Faster and ever faster, mocking even the speed of sound.
I hope this isn't a wild goose chase. No, I'm certain it isn't. Lois never sent that wire ordering me back east. It was a fake. I should be sighting that thing soon. It's somewhere here in the mountains, this side of Carson City. I'm almost sure Lois is on it, and if she is, that means Schroeder is there, too. All I want with Schroeder is 60 seconds. Wait a minute, what was that? Sounded like a train whistle. Yes, it is. And I can see the train down below, about a mile beyond Carson City. I wonder whether that's the right train. I'll just drop down a little closer and take a look. Uh-huh. Pacific Flyer, all right. The only train they could be on. Now to get aboard is Clark Kent. Down! Down!
You know, Manfred, I have a feeling we did a smart thing leaving that train at Carson City.
Very smart.
It won't help you, Schroeder. Nothing will help you. sooner or later, men like you and that ape seated beside you get what's coming to them.
You must not lose control of your temper, Miss Lane. We have a long trip across the open plains, 300 miles. Conserve your energy.
Don't you worry about my energy. Ah,
but we do. You're very valuable to us at the moment.
Did anyone ever tell you, Schroeder, that you're not a human being? You're a beast.
Those are very unkind words, Miss Lane. Have I not treated you with the utmost courtesy?
Oh, of course you have, telling everyone I was crazy.
That, unfortunately, was unavoidable. You will admit, if you were at all fair, that it was clever, no?
Not clever, Schroeder. Diabolical. You've got the mind of a devil.
You're very complimentary. I do not deserve it.
You deserve everything that's coming to you, and more, and you'll get it.
Perhaps. I think you'd better close that rear window, Miss Lane. The dust is blowing in.
You were warned about that. The man you bought the car from said there might be a dust storm.
You're not worried, are you?
Not the least bit.
Good. I admire women who have courage. It does seem to be blowing up. Keep your eyes open for road markers. We don't want to lose our way.
This is your little party, Schroeder. Keep your own eyes open.
Now, look, my name is Clark Kent, Porter. I'm a newspaper man with the Daily Planet, and all I'd like is some information about this young lady. She's a passenger aboard this train.
Sorry, sir, but we're not allowed to give out information about passengers.
But the young lady I'm inquiring about is a personal friend of mine.
It doesn't make any difference, sir.
Well, the Pullman conductor said you could help me.
He did?
Yes.
Well, then I guess it's all right.
Oh, good. Now, maybe you can tell me what I want to know. Was the young lady answering the description I gave you on board this train?
Yes, sir. She was the sick lady in drawing room A.
The what?
The sick lady.
Who told you she was sick?
The gentleman traveling with her. He said I wasn't to pay no attention if she come out with something queer.
Oh, this gentleman who was traveling with her, Porter, was he alone?
No, sir. There was another gentleman with him.
Where are they now?
They got off at Carson City.
With the young lady?
Yes, sir.
Got to go after them.
We don't make any stops till we get to Pine Valley. That's a good 2-hour run.
Oh, yes, I know. Well, thanks. Thanks a lot, Porter.
You're welcome, sir.
Here.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Can't wait till we reach Pine Valley. Every second counts now. As it is, I may not be able to pick up their trail. Why didn't I overtake the train before it reached Carson City? Well, there's no sense crying over spilt milk. Got to get off the same way I got on. Through the observation platform. Yeah. The thing is empty. Yeah, I guess it's safe. Nobody's watching me. Off with these clothes. You slipped through this time, Schroeder. But it won't be for long. There. Now, back to Carson City. As Superman. Up! Up! And away!
Leaving the train from the deserted observation platform, Superman, red cloak streaming in the wind, heads back to Carson City in the faint hope of again picking up Carl Schroeder's trail. We'll return in a moment to learn where Schroeder has gone. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, gang, there's sure a mad rush for the Kellogg's Pep Package these days, because that's the only place you can get those brand new second series comic buttons all the gang's collecting. And are these new buttons swell? Full-color, true-to-life pictures of your favorite comic strip characters looking so real you'd think they were gonna speak. There's Hans and Fritz and Andy Gump and Superman, of course. 18 different buttons in all. Oh, you'll have a mighty smart collection when you pin those new Pep comic buttons on your jacket or your dress or cap. Why, it even seems to make it more fun to follow the funny papers when you have buttons with the real characters on them. And it gives you lots to talk about when you meet up with your friends. Because, you know, you'll want to compare notes on how many everybody's collected. And, you know, the best part is you don't have to send in any money for these comic buttons. Not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as exclusive prizes in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So ask Mom to get you a good supply of Pep tomorrow. That's P-E-P, Pep, the sunshine cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
15 miles from Carson City, heading west in a car, Carl Schroeder, Lois Lane, and Manfred, Schroeder's henchmen, have run into a blinding dust storm. The road has become almost impassable, and the wind is howling like a million banshees.
Dust storm is getting pretty bad. How far back did we get off the road, Miss Lane?
I don't know. I told you this was your little party. Go ahead and run it.
I can't can't see with the dust blowing against the windshield. I have to go out and look around.
What can I do, Carl?
Nothing, Manfred. Stay where you are. I'll be right back.
Only a fool who thinks he's clever would have started out in the face of warning.
Nobody asked you.
Nobody has to ask.
Take my advice and keep your mouth shut.
I can't find the road enough. It's blinding.
Well, Mr. Smart Aleck, what's the next move?
Keep quiet, Miss Lane. I want no trouble with you.
What do? Sit here and let the dust bury us alive?
We keep going as long as we can across the plain.
Just listen to that man back in Carson City.
Come on. Why do we put up with her, cow? Can't we get rid of her?
You wouldn't dare.
Who can tell?
Maybe it would be better if we turned back.
Back where? Lost all sense of direction. Nothing but dust, dust, and more dust. That wind howling.
But how much longer can we keep going this way? For all you know, we're moving in circles.
I told you to keep quiet. Ah, it's worse by the minute.
What happened?
Car stalled. We're carrying too big a load.
What does that mean?
It means we cannot continue carrying so big a load.
Do as I suggested, Carl.
No.
I'm sorry, Miss Lane, but there's no other way.
No. No, you can't leave me here in this storm. I'll suffocate.
There's no choice. The car must be lightened.
I'm not very heavy.
It's not you alone. Manfred must remain behind, too.
Are you crazy, Carl?
With only one in the car, there may be a chance.
That's not human. Please, please, don't leave us behind.
I'll help you get the jade teeth, Carl. You'd never have them if not for me.
I know, Manfred, but there's no help for
That's
it.
That's what you think.
Don't pull your knife, Manfred. I have a gun.
If one of us lives, it'll be me.
Oh! You struck him on the head.
With my life or his. Carry him out. Leave him here with you. He'll be all right shortly. Now, step from the car, Miss Lane.
Oh, no, please.
Step from the car.
You beast.
Goodbye, Miss Lane, and good luck.
Wait, Schroeder. Schroeder, this is murder. Manfred seriously hurt him. We'll never be able to survive this. Please.
It's no matter to me. I have the dragon's teeth, and I must get through with him. Nothing else matters.
Schroeder, please wait. Please listen to me.
I have no time to wait. Goodbye, Miss Lane.
Come back, Schroeder. Schroeder, come back, please!
Schroeder! Death to Lois's pleas for his return, the murderous Schroeder drives off into the gathering darkness. As the panic-stricken girl reporter, her throat seared by the madly whirling dust particles, stands at the side of the unconscious Manfred, a lonely figure lost in a blinding windstorm. How can Superman pick up her trail and find her? A single small dot on the storm-swept prairie. We'll find out tomorrow, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for another thrilling episode in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the Grand Old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, get a load of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the famous variety carton of six swell Kellogg cereals in 10 separate packages. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. With Kellogg's Variety on the table, you can choose among Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Pep, Corn Flakes, Shredded Wheat Crumbles, and 40% Bran Flakes. Simply help yourself to your favorite. Each box holds a fresh, crisp, heaving portion. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.